It is the Riot Podcast.
Are you ready? Holiday weekend.
Hope that you're able to do something wonderful.
I know this does mean no podcast on Monday since we will not be in.
So you guys will have to, well, you know what? Okay, look. There are a lot of other options out there as far as the podcast is concerned if you need more Riot. Because we talked to John Cooper from Skillet. You may have heard that already. We talked to the guys from Glasslands. That's in this podcast,
yes,
actually.
And it's on our Radio U Riot Facebook page. So if you want to actually watch this interview, too, you can through Facebook Live.
That'll give you a chance to peek inside and see what's going on. Anything else?
I think that's it.
I think I'm going to do some streaming this weekend.
What are you going to do?
Well, here's what I can't decide. I can't decide whether I should like stream to Facebook. Should I stream to Twitch? Like, whatever.
I think you get more on Facebook probably now as you grow your Twitch.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where like,
but
I don't.
You can't upload to Twitch, can you?
I don't know.
So
I've
like,
gotta look.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg, or Twitch or Facebook or what?
And I'm trying to decide if I want to get one of those capture cards.
Yeah.
The other thing, okay, I've got this idea. This is totally the wrong place for me to talk to you about it, but I really think we should do a Radio U charity stream.
Yeah, we should.
We're our own charity, so it'd be raising money for Radio U, but you could do a rotating chair.
Yeah.
Do a 24-hour stream.
Okay, let's do it.
That would be
24
amazing.
Hours of just DJs playing games?
Yep.
Okay.
Raising money for whatever, and we could rig it up. Like, you could be playing anything from, like, original Super Mario Brothers to, like, whatever.
Mario Galaxy?
Perfect.
Mario Galaxy 2?
Okay, I gotta figure out.
Does that work? Hey, don't have to make it work right now, but we just need to eventually do it.
We definitely need that capture card for that, for sure.
Well, enjoy this podcast. You do have Glasslands in it, along with some other quality stuff. So please don't forget to ever check out Radio U Riot on Facebook or YouTube as well. Obadiah plays some of his streaming videos are located there too.
Mm-hmm. You guys have an amazing weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
The worst of the Riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the Riot on Radio U.
So here's the thing. Nikki and I have made a list of places that you can't go.
For?
Because of the animals that live there.
Sure.
Like Florida is on that list.
Well, and now a lot of this is you. There's certain things you really feel uncomfortable with.
Okay, Nikki, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable would you be if there was a 20-foot Burmese python in here?
I have never seen a snake that big, like in the wild. Mm-hmm. This doesn't count if you've gone to the zoo and seen the local, like, fluffy snake.
Yeah.
That's not the same. I've never seen a Burmese python in the wild, so I don't know how I would react. To me, it doesn't even seem possible.
Man.
In the Everglades, they're there.
The biggest snake I've ever seen that I can remember was one time I went to Kosai, which is like a kid's science museum, and there was a guy there from the zoo that had a huge snake wrapped around him. And I don't know what it was, but it was enormous.
But that's the one I mean where, you know, like, it's your zoo and they always call him Fluffy.
Right.
And it's like, oh, he's nice. Let's learn about him.
All right. Well, I'm saying all this to say that I got to take Missouri off the list.
Why can't we go to Missouri?
Because there's a guy named Ben Trexel III, and he lost his... The last time he saw his pet python was on May 18th. A branch crashed through his roof after the storm, and the snake, got out. Now, it was just feeding time, so the snake had not eaten yet, and it was like getting to bee time. Now, what do you think a 20-foot python eats?
Probably rats or something. And maybe they eat a lot at one time, and then they take a break.
I
don't know how often snakes eat.
He eats once a month.
Really?
Just once a month.
Okay.
And
so by that point,
you said he is hungry.
You
said a couple rats?
Couple rats.
No, he likes to eat chicken.
Chicken, okay.
He eats two whole live chickens.
Live? Why? Why does it have to be that way? Because
that's how they do it.
That's just what he does?
So like...
Is it a game?
Bro has to go somewhere and get a chicken.
Does he disclose what he's getting the chickens for?
I don't know. I don't know. But he has to go somewhere and get a chicken. Now, of course, it's funny that I'll go to your chicken finger restaurant every day.
Well, that is. It's
give
not
me
the,
that honey mustard.
Yes, he's not thinking that's the same thing, okay?
But there's just something weird about going down to a farm, buying a couple chickens. They're like, oh, I'm going to give them a good home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give them a good home.
I would want to, if I was a chicken farmer, always ask, like, you got a snake, bro?
Nah, if you're raising those chickens, you know they're dying. The only thing is, I feel like, you know, I know
that they're egg chickens. Like, they could have still had a life, okay? A little chicken house that would have been all theirs.
I mean, at least, like, they go to a slaughterhouse, they cut their head off, you're done. You're done. Yeah, like, the body's running around or whatever, right? But you're done, okay?
This seems like a bad sport.
Okay? Get, like, this is like being thrown in the Sarlacc pit. That thing, you're going to be in there. That thing's alive when it gets eaten.
Well, also for the guy.
It is freaking out.
I'm thinking of the man, and like maybe he's single and, you know, you're wanting to go on a date. And so he comes, picks you up, and he's like, well, I have steaks at home and stuff. And then you look in his car and there's feathers. It's like, because he's transporting chickens. And
yeah,
that's quite a catch, isn't it?
Well, back to the hook on this thing. I forgot. He is married. He's got four small kids. He had five, but I think the snake ate
four
one.
Four small chickens.
Yeah, and they're trying to find their snake. They're really concerned because it has to keep its body temperature above 50 degrees. And I'm just like out there praying for snow.
This thing lives better than we do.
Kill the snake!
So if you're in, what state is it?
Missouri. So it's off our list too.
Be on the lookout.
Can't go to Missouri anymore.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
You know how you do something and people are disappointed in you and upset with you and whatever, but they never told you not to do it?
Sure.
Like, it was never an established, like,
no,
you can't do that. Nobody said that.
Yeah.
Right? And then they want to punish you like you should have known better. Have you ever heard that? You should have known better. And it's like, actually, me not knowing better is really your failure as a teacher.
So it's your fault, this whole thing.
I mean, you managed to not tell me that I wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, it's hard when you find out you're the one who has experienced then the, for future generations, the what they're going to tell you not to do. Mm-hmm. But you're the one who found out that, no, okay, well, I guess we can do this.
As Nikki and I often say, like, you're the reason there's a sign.
Yeah.
Or a rule. Or a page in the handbook. Like, whatever it is, it's you.
It's a page in the handbook.
And so that seems to be the case with Larry Allen Tovey. He lives in Gilroy, California, and he got arrested Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, nobody said not to do this, but he put his face on. And by face, I mean he put his clown makeup on and his clown costume, and he was standing out by the side of the road with a machete that he had poured fake blood on.
What
and
he is was, he doing? Waving it?
He was waving at passing cars.
Boy, he... Yeah, okay, I guess no one said no, but boy, that's weird.
Oh, okay.
Here's it's almost what, like the pet shop or the other places where they have the sign guy who flips the sign up and down.
Very similar
but
to that.
No
all
sign,
right?
It's just a machete.
In that it was disruptive.
Yeah.
Okay. And it got people's attention.
Was it a viral thing for the It movie?
He said that it was just part of his sense of humor.
Oh, what so, a weird guy.
I'll tell you. People call the police right away, and I know there's a lot of talk about when it is and isn't appropriate for police to draw their guns, but they approached him with their guns drawn.
Yeah, they don't know. This guy has a knife with blood on it.
Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I feel good about that. So here's pictures of Larry on his knees with his hands behind his head.
I'm not a fan of when people need attention in this way.
You
like,
think,
they'll just do whatever.
Do you think this is a cry for help?
Yeah. Well, no, he wants attention.
Well, here's what I love is that they said the deputies did discover that Larry had not broken any laws.
That's why he does it. He can still get attention for it, but he's not getting in trouble.
So he ended up not being charged because there was no victim who had been threatened by him. So, like, if he had been,
like,
say,
chased after somebody,
yes,
okay,
then that would be against the law. But it turns out that basically they just told him, hey, Larry, It's not a good idea.
But you know what? He'll probably do it again one day.
Well, you know, the argument I think at that point might be is that if he would do that again, that they might be able to nab him for like disturbing the peace. Because like at some point they can get you for that.
But if he goes to a different area, this is like his racket.
You think so?
This is his machete.
But he ain't making no money.
No, but he's getting attention.
Oh, but what he could do is like with a GoPro.
This is Rush. This is his thing.
That could be a thing. Like you totally put that on YouTube and it could be Clown with Machete channel. Remember to click subscribe.
Be Clown with Machete channel like 2015.28. It's like it's not just Clown with Machete channel that was taken.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
It's the Riot.
I stayed up till way late last night watching all of these.
Nikki, this is okay. This is a perfect overlapping of your many proclivities and quirks. Because first off, here's some things you have to understand about Nikki. Nikki loves looking at bad real estate listings.
I do. The show Hoarders.
Yeah. She loves to watch Hoarders. She can't stand filth.
I can't.
Like, if you came into Nikki's office, you would just be like, I mean, you could take a cloth, a white cloth, and put it anywhere. No dust.
Well, not really, but
no
I don't
anything.
Like, I don't like mess as much.
Yeah, she's clean and not messy, okay? So here we have a YouTube channel, which they go into, what is this, like old hotels?
No, current hotels. Well
that's
yes,
what I
but
mean,
like motels and hotels that have bad reviews. And yeah. So I think one of them was trending yesterday, and I watched so many of their episodes. It was crazy. So they'll go in secret with like a hidden camera, check into the hotel, tell you what type of hotel room and what number that they got. Then they'll go in and do all these tests to see like how bad is it. They'll lift up and take off the bed sheets. They'll lift the beds up, see what's under, do all these light tests.
You don't want to do.
Yeah. And so like some of the rooms you'll go in and be like, well, it's not the worst, but you're sure like it's pretty okay. And then they'll start doing the testing and removing things, and you are shocked. Just shocked. Like, they walk into one hotel room, and then the first thing they see before they set up is just the cockroach going across the pillow.
Yep.
And then the other one they had, they lifted the sheets off, and they saw a hole in the mattress, and they found out that a mouse had gotten in, died in the mattress. And it was in there somewhere, and that's why there was mouse droppings underneath the sheets, but on the mattress, because he died there.
Oh.
Isn't that so gross? I couldn't stop watching. It was terrible.
That's one of those things where, like, hey, guys, you know, like, when we give you money, like, you're supposed to take that money and put it back into the hotel.
There's one, because we joked, oh, gosh, forever ago on this show about the Poconos, some area where they have, like, these.
It's in Pennsylvania.
These champagne, the champagne bathtubs and the heart-shaped ones.
Yeah.
So they go into one that has a heart-shaped bathtub.
Oh, gosh.
I will pull that up for you because you need to watch. I was like going to throw up. Did you catch what's on that curtain?
I don't. What is it?
Earwax.
Do you really think that's what it is?
No, that is earwax. Someone. And it's at the top of the curtain.
At the top of the curtain, there's this bunch of earwax.
Not a little.
This room, right. This room looks like they straight up murdered somebody in it because you can see the blood. No, they scrubbed the blood out.
But it doesn't really go away.
Yeah, they've got this luminol stuff like you would see on CSI or some crime show where they take a black light and shine it, spray this stuff, and you can see the splatter patterns of blood all over this room.
Well, this room they think someone must have gotten beaten up in. Not necessarily maybe murdered, but
I'm calling it murder. That's a lot of blood.
When you watch the whole episode, it's more than what I just showed you. Like, he was just watching a clip of it, but I can't stay in hotels anymore. Even a nice one. I can't do it.
Man, I'm staying in a hotel tonight.
You are? Well, what's around? I'm going to pull up the hot tub one. You're going to throw up. And I can't wait. All right. So anyways, it's just a YouTube channel I found yesterday.
Oh. I'll just tell you that, and you're like, I want to see it. I'll just tell you that the language is strong.
Well, yeah, and some of it's like, it's sad. Like the one motel where they go in where like there's cocaine left on the windowsill and
what
like syringes
heck,
everywhere. It's so bad, and there's so much poop everywhere. everywhere, and you're like, is that poop or blood? And then they do this test to tell you which one it is.
And I just want you to know that you're like, my hotel's not like that.
Yes, it is.
You know
is.
What? Nicer hotels are just better at hiding
That's
it.
That's right. 100% right. All right. Well.
All right. Look, we can't. My plans are canceled. I'm staying home.
You need to finish the earwax part, and then I'm going to pull up the hot tub one for you.
Gosh.
And then that's it. Oh, the one hotel room that had the heart-shaped hot tub, they lifted part of the ceiling tile off. There was a bird's nest. Right above it.
Well, you know.
A bird was in the room.
Yeah, but like, that's okay. That's like camping. It's fine.
No, it's in the room. It was like, why is there... Oh, that's a bird nest. Okay.
The Riot.
They hate me. They hate you. They hate us.
Why else would they make us listen to the worst of the Riot? Radio U.
So, I'm staring down two things right now. First off, the Elgato.
Yeah.
The Elgato, like, it's actually not the Elgato. It's just the Gato. No. Elgato is the name of a company that makes game capture cards.
I used to have one of their TV capture ones.
Yes, I have not that, but I've had stuff like that. So this is designed specifically for you to put in your computer so that you could record gaming stuff. So here's the deal. I could do... Right now, all the streaming I've done, game streaming I've done for my PC. I will also be able to do streaming from my PlayStation 4, but this is something that would enable me to do streaming from anything.
Yeah.
So I could do it from my PC, the PlayStation, the Xbox, the Switch. That's one that'll get you, because right now the Switch, I can't. So this would be something that would enable me to stream from the Switch. But then here's another thing. You have to begin asking some questions.
Okay, we're ready.
You ready? Does it matter that much?
Do you want to?
How much do you really want to do it?
Here's what I honestly think. Like, I know you've had a really good time. Like, you can catch Obadiah Plays on Twitch, and you can see some of them on our Radio U Riot YouTube channel. I feel like the virtual reality ones have been great, and the PC computer ones, which you stream through Stream. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you want to not be... like in that
in
box
that niche,
and you want to be whatever. Able to just get any hot game that's out, which will be across many, many platforms, it'd probably be good to have it.
This is probably what I should do.
Yeah, I think so.
You're probably right.
I mean, it'd be sensible. It's a sensible choice.
First off, I appreciate you.
Yeah, well,
and I appreciate
trying.
Your opinion and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to use the word sensible, but I'm going to say, you know, functional.
Sure.
Like, okay.
It's I think worthwhile.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm still thinking about it. So now you have to go, like, do you want the USB 3.0 one? Do you want the one that actually goes inside your PC?
We'll let you decide that part. But okay. I think, like, imagine if you would have been streaming games back when Zelda came out. Like, you loved that so much. You could have had a really fun time with that.
Could have done a lot of streaming
you
there,
Mickey. Yes, a lot of it. So I don't think you should say no to it when that'll get you to a few different platforms.
This is the next level.
It is.
Is that what you're saying?
If you want to take your Obadiah Plays career to the next level, you need to.
Yeah. So if I want to get over that 3 or 4 views, like you want to...
Do you want to keep moving? Yes, that's correct.
If you want to take it above
That's correct.
Okay. I like what you're saying.
Okay.
And I acknowledge it, and I see where you're coming from. So... okay. All right. That's a thing. So I'm going to look into that. I will say, if you're somebody that's ever bought this stuff, and I'm looking forward to talking to Brandon from Glasslands because he's a streamer.
Oh, he does it?
And I'll bet he and I could have a really good, like, tech conversation.
Heart to heart.
Yeah. We don't have to do it on the air because I know most of you have already fallen asleep. So we'll keep it focused while they're here.
Yes.
But off air when he and I are just, you know, hanging out.
You guys can talk about it then.
We could talk about it then.
So Glasslands will be in with us in about an hour, over an hour. And they should be joining us on our Facebook page as well. So you can go to the Radio U Facebook page or our show page, which is at Radio U Riot. And if you just sit right there, it'll start later.
Just sit. You sit down.
And you just wait until it's time.
It'll be there.
It's the worst of the Riot, because calling it the best of the Riot would be a lie. Radio U.
So there is a study making its way on the internet today that is worth talking about. It revolves around your smartphone, and it revolves around your PC.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what they have said. They say that people who use smartphones, when you are making a decision, you have a tendency to make more rational, unemotional decisions from your phone than from your PC. Now, what you're going to hear today is people make large, sweeping statements with that conclusion. I feel like it is worth us taking a closer look at the study itself. Yep. University of London, here's what they did. They recruited 1,010 people and gave them a well-known moral dilemma known as the trolley problem. At least that's what they would call it in the UK. Here in the US, they might call it the train problem or the subway problem or whatever. It's like this. You're standing on a train platform. Mm-hmm. There are five people that are about to be run over by a train. You can save their life. This is terrible, but this is it. By pushing a fat man onto the tracks. So one person dies, five people live. So here's what they found. Is that people that were given that dilemma with a smartphone.
Yeah, 30, to answer it.
To answer the question. Yeah, not in real life. 33% of those holding a smartphone said they would push the fat guy on the tracks, save the five people. Why has it got to be a fat guy?
Why can't it just be a guy?
Okay. But then when using a PC, only 22% of people said they would push the guy to save the five people.
Save the five.
Same thing with a similar problem, the lever problem. Like pull the lever, one person dies, five people live. Are you willing to pull the lever? And they found that 80% of smartphone users said, yeah, pull the lever. 76% of PC users said, pull the lever.
Okay.
So you could switch this around. They say you made a more rational, unemotional decision with your phone, or it could say you're more likely to be a huge jerk with your phone.
And kill one person to save the five.
Yeah, because to be clear, the reason that is a dilemma is that there's not a correct answer.
Sure. Well, that's the hard time I'm having with this study, because it's making it seem like, well, the answer you did get with your phone
is correct, and this one is incorrect. When
really, in my mind, no, it's not. Like, there's not a correct or a right or wrong one.
Right. You are still making a choice that through action or inaction, people die. So it's not a...
It's not right or wrong.
Right. It's just, that's what it's
built.
But
their study is making me seem like, well, the one you would make concerning the one on your phone was the correct one with the study.
Now, again, the sweeping statement that's being made is that you make more rational, unemotional choices using your phone than you do with your laptop.
When you first said the study, I thought, oh, you mean like I'm less likely to make a bigger purchase if I have it on my phone compared to if I was sitting at my laptop?
Nikki, I could.
But that's not it, or?
I want you to know that is the exact scenario that I thought of when I read the headline. I was like, oh, this is going to be about online shopping.
Something not pushing the person to die to save the five.
The second thought I had is this is going to be about online bullying, how we're going to be nicer to people using our phones than they would be with whatever. But in reality, if you think about it, the more rational, emotionally distant decision, quote unquote, might be to be a lot meaner to people when we're holding our phone.
Yeah.
So...
I'm not sure about this.
But I guarantee you we're going to hear that. What you just said is going to get attributed to this story all over the place. That's the actual thing they did.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Nikki, how do you feel about The Price is Right these days?
The game show?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if we go to specific places during lunchtime, they'll have it turned on.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm not really home at lunch to be able to see it.
I know, but I still love it. You know what, though? I have discovered, just as a side note, I can't watch it and work out. Like, I just can't. I'm trained that when The Price is Right is on, it's time to, you know, kick back, eat some macaroni and cheese or something. So at the gym, if I do get on a treadmill,
you can't pay attention.
I can't turn The Price is Right on and run. It doesn't work because it's all like hover around commercials and get it. Just it doesn't work.
The Wilford guy.
Yeah. Wilford Brimley. If he is, even if he's still on, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
But by if he's still on.
Shh.
I mean alive.
It's not. I have no idea. I didn't say it.
I have no idea.
Nikki said it.
Said what? I'm just curious.
All right. Well, apparently I think it aired yesterday. The Price is Right contestant just beat the Plinko record. You know, Plinko, where you put the little chip on the thing and it goes down the board.
You need to say that faster next time. Because at first I was like, beat what? Beat Plinko, like as in the board, like he actually just got into a fight. But you mean he got a higher score.
Did I?
No,
you,
I just,
you feel I didn't communicate it well?
Well, because I felt like it must have been so amazing. That would have been if someone just started having a fight with the Plinko board.
I'd like to see that. I was expecting that. Just to be clear, I'd rather see that.
But then
I'd like
this.
To see a guy run off camera and come back with like a crowbar and just
start
beat
beating
the
at
crap
it.
Out of
yes.
that Plinko board.
And so when I heard you say beat.
I would also like, just as a side note, I'm sorry. I would like somebody to take, you know, that hole in one or two and they get the little putt-putt thing.
Yeah.
I would like them to take that golf club, run over to the yodeling guy and just knock him out.
What was the movie with the original guy from Price is Right? Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Go all Happy Gilmore on it.
You should be working at the snack bar. Yeah. I loved Bob Barker, and even though, well, let's stop there.
So
he won $31,500 and now is the Plinko record holder.
Congratulations to him.
You know, this felt exciting until you told me it wasn't. And now it
in my mind, this went way more exciting. Aww. And, you know, I hate to be the grown up, but I keep thinking of the taxes he must have to pay. So, like, life is not fun.
I would like.
It's just not. We have, it's just all ruined.
Nikki goes in on Price is Right, breaks the Plinko record, it makes it now $32,000, mm-hmm. runs over to Drew Carey and grabs the mic and be like, actually, adjusted for taxes, it's more like $14,000.
Again, that's just me being a realist, but.
So, everybody at home, don't think I get to take this money home. This is going to the government.
And then I'm going to wisely invest it. I'm not going to go spend it and blah, 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 blah.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Really, really glad.
Hey,
that,
we got to grow up sometimes.
And, you know, the other thing is, it's not just a matter of paying those state taxes right there in California. You're going to have to report that income to the federal government, too.
You get,
so
like,
by the time
nothing.
You're done, you're probably going to be able to buy yourself a really nice lunch at either an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays.
No, honestly, though, with the current, like, I think you're paying California, so you're going to have to just give them all.
Oh, you just have to get it all,
Yeah,
too.
You don't get, you get the opportunity and the memory of what you've done.
Well, it's a great memory. I was on TV that time.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
And I saw you posted on Instagram the picture of your bun that looks like it's smiling.
Don't you guys want to see that?
Well, actually, now that I say that, hamburger bun.
Yeah, just to be clear.
Just in case. They're like, what did he post? No, your hamburger bun is cute. It looks like it's smiling.
Isn't that weird?
It is funny. He's got two eyes and just a smile.
I looked down at my hamburger bun this morning, and it was smiling at me, and I was like, wait, what?
I liked it. It's like it's either going to be a great day or the beginning of a horror film.
Well, didn't it feel like, all right.
Spooky?
They're watching you.
Sure.
They're out there right
now. What were you
now?
Having a hamburger bun for?
Well, because that's what I used to make my breakfast sandwich this morning.
Mm.
Now, this may surprise many of you, but I get up and I, on most days, cook myself breakfast. I take, it's about a 10-minute process from cooking to eating. But this morning, I took two eggs, scrambled them, little bit of milk, sometimes, not all the time, so you get them a little extra fluffy. Had some turkey sausage that I then ended up cooking kind of side by side in the pan with the eggs. I like to put those together. Then you get out a little bit of spinach and you mince it, you know, just cut it up.
A rough chop.
Like really small. But, you know, you're not killing yourself in there. If you get a little bigger piece, you get a bigger piece. So you put that in with the eggs and the turkey sausage. And then I had my potato bun that I'm going to be grilling this weekend. But I went ahead and dipped into those potato buns. Put one in the toaster because I like it a little crispy, and put all that on a potato bun, and then, and this is the part that feels a little naughty, I went ahead and also grabbed myself one of those Kraft American cheese slices.
You did not put cheese on it.
You know, the hot garbage, like it's just so bad for you, but I was like, dude, because the beautiful thing about that cheese is that, in, let's face it, it's not cheese, it's rubber or something, but it's rubber flavored or cheese flavored rubber.
But it easily melts, and when making a sandwich, that's the easiest thing you can ask for.
I put that over the egg, spinach, and turkey sausage, and it just melted, and it held it all together.
It did it.
And it was so good.
Well,
oh my gosh, it was so good.
You had a fantastic start to your Friday.
Yeah, so
you have a really good weekend, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to oversell it. It's breakfast, but
hey, that's the breakfast of champions. That's the key to a great day, they always say.
Now, I know that when that probably runs completely contrary to everything you think about me, that I would get up and make myself a breakfast.
I always assumed you're hitting McDonald's more than you're saying.
No, I'm not. Even sometimes if you see me come in with a McDonald's soda.
You had the cup.
I may have just gone in for a dollar soda.
Oh.
Because I can get that drive-thru for a dollar.
Sure.
I'm in soda.
Well, your breakfast sounds great. The little hamburger bun you had, it's amazing.
It's smiling at you. So
it
was great. So I'm very excited. You guys should really get up and make your own breakfast. I know you don't have to do it every day, but a couple times a week. And I know, again, this doesn't sound like me, but it's good for you. And it really does help you get going if you have food. I need food in the morning.
I feel like we sound like this is really adulting or something.
Well, no.
It's like we're not cool.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, no, you can have a good time putting together your breakfast every morning.
Oh, I didn't say it was a good time. In fact, I have to make myself do it every single time because I know there's somebody at McDonald's that will exchange these worthless green papers for the food I want. So it's like, why don't I just go there? In fact, I don't even always have to give them papers. I just give them this
your
little
plastic
card. And then they hand me food.
Worst of the riot, not enough. Not enough. Check the blog and all things Riot at riot.radiou.com.
Well, I got to tell you what. Most of the time when I see things from Canada, I feel good. Because it's clean and people are nicer there. At least that's what I'm told.
We've got lots of great, wonderful Radio U Canadian listeners.
As a matter of fact, we do. But Nikki, they've also got bears in Canada.
Dude, this video's intense.
You think to yourself like, well, yeah, Canadian bears. Nikki, be happy there. The people are nicer. There's the maple. There's the bears. It's perfect. Holy freaking crap.
It's the guy with the bow, right?
Yes. So there's a guy named Richard Wesley. He's from Hearst, Ontario, and he was hunting in Fire River. He spotted a bear about 100 feet away. And then the bear sees him, and so he stands up and yells very loud. The intention is to scare the bear away. And the bear instead is like, oh, you talking to me?
I remember.
You talking to me?
You know where you learn something and then in the heat of the moment, you're like, well, wait, what did I learn? I know with bears, some bears you're supposed to like play dead or like sit down and be calm and just not move. Other bears, you're supposed to really stand up and show them like, no, I, you know, make a lot of noise. And I think that's with the bear that was coming after him because he starts making noise to scare off this bear. And the bear was like, no way, I'm coming after you.
Dude, this
guy. And he's wearing a GoPro.
He's got a GoPro on and he's out bow hunting. And this bear, it's about 100 feet away. It's on him in like 3 seconds. I mean, that bear freaking books it. But I mean, you know, he makes it out.
He does. Yeah. The bear, I think, just knocks him over and knocks the camera so you don't see anything. And there's lots of bear videos, too, where you're like, it's not real. You know, like, sure, the bear is going after that bicyclist. Like, it's not. Or after the snowboarder. But in this case, it really does look real.
Oh, dude.
That happened.
It's legit. And actually, when the bear hits him, he just, like, falls to the ground. So the camera is just
there.
It looks like any found footage movie you can think of where the person dies, you know, like Blair Witch Project, the camera's just like, whoop, and then it just lays on the ground and that's it. It absolutely looks like that.
That's amazing, but he made it.
Eventually he gets back up and grabs the camera and he's like, hey guys, I'm alive. I just got attacked by a bear.
Well, it seemed like.
And I love it in Canada.
First off, he says he should have shot at it sooner.
Yeah.
And then it looks like when the bear's charging, he goes and takes his bow and arrow to take a shot at him, but the arrow gets knocked off or something, and he can't, and then the bear gets to him in time.
Well, this may come as a shock to you, but when the bear was charging him, I think he was nervous, but...
Well, yeah, I bet.
I can't be sure.
Except for me, I'd be like, hug me. Come in for a bear hug.
Nikki puts her arms out, and the bear is like, oh, hello.
We thought about selling the worst of the riot, but let's be honest, no one is buying this stuff. Get it for free on the Radio U app.
All right, let's see a show of hands of how many people that have been worried about that Pirates of the Caribbean leak that took place last week where the pirates stole the pirates.
Yes, it was like...
All right, now come on.
I thought a redundancy if the pirates are doing that.
Come on, show your... I want...
Somebody put a hand up.
Anybody? Remember how they said that pirates had taken the files of Pirates of the Caribbean and they were going to release it to downloading, you know, sites for piracy, and unless Disney would pay them a certain amount of money, and Disney said, no, we're not going to. And that made the rounds everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Bob Iger, the president of Disney, or excuse me, the CEO, he has come out and said, you know what? The whole thing was just a sham. They came out, they demanded money, apparently a very large sum of money to be paid via Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And
they did not have the movie.
They did not actually have the movie.
Because when I first saw what he was saying, I thought he meant like that never happened. No one ever threatened him. It was just like an internet. It was what's the news? Fake news.
Fake news.
That just
fake
made
news.
That made its way around. But no, they did try to get the money from them, but they just never had the movie in the first place.
He says the FBI was involved. Here's the thing, though. What we don't know is we don't know if they actually found the hackers or if the hackers, you know, just
quit
calling or like whatever the heck happened. They don't say that. And I mean, maybe those details are out there and I just haven't found them yet, but the hackers are not saying anymore. And they're like, it's fine. The movie's coming out. Please see it. Please see it. Could you please see it?
Is that today?
It's got a Metacritic rating of 28. Could you go see it?
Don't focus on that.
Rotten Tomatoes of 28. Please go see it.
They don't want you to think about that. But isn't it out today? It's out.
Oh, yeah, Nikki. Didn't you notice that I was wearing my pirate costume today?
Well, I thought it was just a Friday thing.
Just Friday. Like, you know,
and it is a holiday weekend, so I know you bring out.
Nikki thought it was my Captain Morgan costume. Like, oh, he's having one of those weekends.
You're bringing out, you know, your costume for it.
No, that's not
and
the case.
And I have been trained to not say anything. What is it my place to say about what you're wearing?
Actually, you know what? That's a good point, Nikki. We shouldn't be commenting on other people's clothes in the workplace.
Correct. You wear what you want to wear.
Discriminatory things like that. So if I'm wearing a pirate outfit, who's to say I'm dressed up as a pirate? I could just be going with Southern Caribbean flair.
You don't even know the term for it. It's like, you know, what so is that style?
You're not allowed to say anything.
Nautical.
It's my new nautical look.
Yes, and that's fine. Not for me to say if it's right or wrong.
It's 16th century civilian nautical. So I don't want to hear about it. Like,
well,
who are you?
Nice.
And if I put it like a clock on it, it could be cyberpunk.
Peter Pan.
Could be that too.
Could be.
You don't know. So looks like it's okay. The pirates aren't pirating. Does anybody else? Okay, it can't be just me. Doesn't it just feel like viral marketing? Like,
I want to get people to talk about the movie. Mm-hmm. There is something to that.
Doesn't it feel like that? I mean, it probably isn't if they got the president of Disney to comment on it.
He's not doing anything. It's fine.
He's not viral marketing. He goes to the marketing department. He's like, hey, I'm not doing your stupid thing.
But he's just been lied to. He doesn't know. That's why he's the one who can do it.
Should we tell Bob? No, we can't
just
tell him.
Just have him say this statement.
If we tell him, he'll never do it.
And it's not a viral thing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, so Disney's all right.
Yeah, believe it or not, they're going to be okay. It's a shock, really.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
It is the riot. And in the studio with us right now, Glasslands.
Good morning.
On the Facebook.
Good morning. We're on the Facebook.
We're on the Facebook right now.
You can join us at Radio U or Radio U Riot if you want to watch them through Facebook Live.
Yeah. So, Glasslands, I've been giving you the silent treatment for 5 minutes. Let's talk now.
Now he's ready.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
Good.
So, no, Josh, like, you were the last one to say good. So.
Oh, well, I had a late night. I drove up from Nashville and got here around 3:30 or something. And then,
what, dude? Why did you wait so long to come up here?
I had so much to do yesterday, so
yeah.
So I'm a bit tired, but I got coffee and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us coffee.
Thank
this
you guys.
Nice.
It was so nice of you.
Least we can do.
Really excited.
Yeah,
so,
Chris is in here. He's like, well, Chris didn't get any, but Chris, they did not know
Chris,
you were going to be in here.
You were late,
so we're sorry for that.
So, but there we brewed extra coffee. If anybody wants some, like, drip coffee, it's not as nice as what you guys brought, but there's and there goes Chris looking for his drip coffee. Thanks, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
All right. So, well, let's get in. You guys got a new guy. Who's Jordan?
We do. We do have a new
Who's
guy.
Jordan?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
This is Jordan.
So,
Jordan, next question.
No.
Well, that's not fair to Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Hey, that was
good. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Bro, who is Jordan? Let's get in. Let's find out what motivates Jordan. Like, let's
break down those walls.
Yeah.
This is what he does every morning when he wakes up. He's like, who is Jordan?
That's right. Just stare into the mirror and ask that question.
Well, let's go like, Jordan, what are you doing in Glasslands?
I play guitar in Glasslands.
Okay.
No. What she meant was, what are you doing in Glasslands?
Even in that tone. There was no tone like that.
What do you do again?
I play guitar in Glasslands. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So how's that going so far?
Really well. Really, really well.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been active as a musician.
Uh-huh.
My last band, Before Their Eyes, we haven't done much in a little bit.
Sure.
And then I got contacted by these guys and immediately it was like, yeah, this would be awesome.
How many guys did you contact before, Jordan? Was he at the top of the list? Be honest.
He was.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was the only person.
He was like the only person. Because I don't know anyone. And
anyone else?
Brandon knows like a lot of people. So.
Okay,
well,
right
we used
on.
To love Before Their Eyes, so that's awesome.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So, well, how has it been? Like, where do you live?
I live in Toledo.
Toledo, yeah. Okay. So we got Toledo, Columbus, and Nashville.
Yeah.
You guys all came together just to be with us?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Well, we weren't sure, because I know that you have a few things coming that you were going to talk about, but we weren't sure going into this, like, is any of that a secret that you're making announcements on, or how much fans know about what you might be releasing in a few days, or what?
We can talk about it.
All right. Should we talk about it?
We can talk about it. We can talk about the things.
Okay.
Not like we can talk about it if we're going to talk about
it. Okay, well, I just want to make sure we weren't going to tease it unless you guys were ready.
Yeah, so, we're ready.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Glasslands joining us in the studio.
Yay!
Hi.
And if you got time, you can actually stop by our Facebook page right now, Radio U on Facebook, and you'll get a chance to look at Glasslands because we're live on Facebook,
too. You can do that, or you can just access it anytime. That'll save through the weekend. So that is available at Radio U or our page, Radio U Riot. Jason says, loves Radio U, and you guys are
look
great.
Right there.
So,
look right
yes,
there.
The camera's right in front of you.
Right
guys.
There. Thank you, Jason.
David says, you guys are awesome. Loves the message in your song. So thank you, David,
thank
for
you,
watching.
David.
Let's see. Jason says that everyone has been watching, but they were too scared to comment. That's why we had no
information. Intimidating.
Very intimidating. Makes Have sense. You seen his hair? I mean,
well, you
your
know what
hair
it is.
Is very nice.
I don't know if you know this, but you still have some of the clown makeup on.
We were talking about first-time jobs off-air on the Facebook Live event. So.
Jordan's first job was being a scary clown at a haunted house.
So weird.
That's a really weird first job, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't judge it. Nikki judged you.
I didn't judge you.
No,
yeah,
you
guess.
Did it. It's too late to take it back.
True.
Kind of like a really, I don't know, scary clown, Dairy Queen worker, construction worker.
You got everything.
Yes. I know how to work hard, so it's.
What was the one group, the village people with all the characters?
That's you guys.
Yeah, we need like one more random person to be the village people.
Yeah.
Nikki, I'm going to let that be you.
No, if not, that's you. You could be the DJ.
No, I think it
keep
should be
keep your headphones
you.
On with the group.
I could keep my headphones on. I'd be good at that.
We're glad to have Glasslands in. So the news that you guys were telling us is.
Wait, Nikki, no. You're missing it. So, Josh, since you're the hard worker, what have you been building lately?
Great.
What have you been building, Mr. Construction
You're
worker.
Right. What do
with
you guys
music?
Got ready? What do you have
building
ready?
With music or building with?
What's the news?
Tools.
What's
just,
the news
just
for
go
Glasslands?
Ahead. We should. You know what? We should have went with what Nikki said. Hers was a lot easier.
It was okay, a
rewind.
It was way more straightforward. All right.
So what do you guys have going on? What's the big news?
So we are coming out with a music video.
Yay!
The first one, finally.
Woo! Okay. So talk to us about it. What's the treatment?
Well,
are you allowed to?
We can. Yeah.
Okay.
The song is for.
Oh my gosh, he forgot.
Back and forth. So it's for our song Back and Forth, and we're super stoked.
Right on. That's exciting.
Really excited. Yeah.
Now, is it coming out next week or in the next couple of weeks, or is there a date?
We don't have a date for. Well, we do have a date, but we aren't going to
say it yet.
But really soon. So.
Okay, so this is an announcement about an announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, and then it'll be an announcement.
And then there'll be
another
more.
Announcement.
Yeah.
So it should be out next year sometime. So
a rolling series of announcements.
Yeah.
We'll have there will be a teaser for the teaser, then a teaser, and then a trailer.
Well, that's how everybody
does it now.
There's
a teaser for the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got to build up to it. Mm.
Yeah, we've already released a pre-teaser teaser. So.
Good.
Awesome.
And before that, we're going to release behind-the-scenes footage.
Yeah.
Oh, beforehand?
That'll come out before.
Well,
definitely.
I think you start with a picture that teases that there's going to be behind-the-scenes footage.
It's just going to be the logo.
We're
going to
take a video of the camera from our iPhone, and then that's going to be the main teaser.
Well, perfect. Glasslands, thanks for giving us those big details. So
you're so welcome. Now you know the whole layout and the formula for how it's done.
That is the big news. So first music video from Glasslands will be coming soon.
All right. So, all right. We know what song it's for. Anything else that you can tell us about it? Like, where did you shoot it?
Shot it in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, the location was really cool.
Does that place exist still?
I don't know. Well, part of it does. We shot it in this big, awesome warehouse, like every other music video.
No, yours is different.
But it's different.
But Glasslands is in this one.
Totally different.
We are in this
one. Had graffiti on the wall. So
oh,
it's
serious. It is.
Man, now talk about some local color. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we're just trying to represent.
It really dresses
very
it
cultural.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not much we can say about it, but
okay,
looks dope.
Okay. So you guys,
I think you guys sold it enough there. That was good. That was very good.
So you shot it in Nashville where Josh lives. Was there any resentment from the other band members about having to go where Josh lives to shoot the video?
Oh, to have to go to location? No?
No, not really.
All right,
like Nashville.
I always drive up here for practice, so. Always.
Okay.
It did snow like crazy.
It did.
We went to bed and there was no snow on the ground, and then we woke up and there's like a foot of snow.
Yeah,
it was like a blizzard outside.
Video almost didn't happen. Like, it almost didn't happen. It's on me. It's my fault.
You did that for having it in Nashville. Way to go, man.
Yeah, I will.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I will say when we were shooting it, this is like an abandoned sawmill or something like that. And like we were there from like 7 a.m. till like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it started getting really sketchy as it got dark.
As it got dark at night.
So all we had was the lights, like the camera lights. There's no lights in this place.
And you see like shadowy figures.
Yeah. Like we had probably 20 people throughout the day come in there and just like want to be in there. And we're like, yeah, you have to leave.
One of the scenes of the music video is in a homeless guy's bedroom.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Wait, it actually was. That's.
But you understand like what you just said. That's in a homeless guy's bedroom.
Now you know the whole plot.
Now we know everything. Well, we'll look forward to it.
I don't understand. He's homeless, but
he has a
bedroom.
He has a home. He just doesn't have a house to put it in.
Oh.
Okay.
That was too deep.
Tell you what, I got to go journal right now. I got to get out the moleskin and take this coffee and get out of here because my mind
is blown.
I'm gone, dude. I'm gone. All right. So aside from that, you guys have got some shows coming up. Does anybody know what they are? Because most bands don't.
We do.
Okay.
You know the details?
All right, what do you got?
We're playing Indianapolis next Friday.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And then that'll be like our first show.
Together,
not
as
Glasslands'
you guys?
First show, but basically Glasslands' first show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're playing here in Columbus on June 17th.
Fantastic.
That will be at the basement. With the details will be posted soon through RadioU.com. So for Radio U Ohio, if you're interested in the Columbus show, that is again June 17th on a Saturday.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for joining us this morning. Is there any?
What a joke.
Someone turned on the Facebook Live show while the show was going on, so we have some feedback on there.
And that's not wrong.
There's nothing wrong with
that. It's not wrong. So anything else you guys want to throw out before we throw you out?
I thought we were going to finish the show with you guys.
In a gentle and kind way, you can keep going with us, but...
I can do traffic as well.
You can do traffic.
Can you really?
I don't know. I mean, if there's a prompter.
Yes, yeah, you can. If as long as you can read it, you can do anything in radio.
I'm going to give you a list of accidents, but you're going to have to, you know, riff off that list.
Right, I'm going to have to really spice it up.
Yeah, color, all right? Mm-hmm. Back to that graffiti.
Hey, whoa, about the color thing.
What?
Just because Jordan's mixed doesn't mean you can throw around that term.
You know what, bro? I don't know if you know this, but there's more than one definition for color, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's color commentary, which doesn't have anything. It has to do with the language. But you know what? Since you
listen to the backpedaling.
What? I'm not backpedaling. I'm just saying that there's more than one thing it could be.
Hey, and you just got to move in and move right on out. Just go.
Just go?
Just be like, listen,
roll with it.
The details coming soon for Glasslands for their upcoming music video will be soon.
Well, you know what? Since you had to make it all about music, I'm trying to deflect. Glasslands.
Thank you guys for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank
Thanks for
it
having
is
us.
The Riot.
This was the worst of the Riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
How can my small mind understand the complicated mechanisms of candy manufacturing? Yeah.